Today's Gospel, we hear a fascinating conversation taking place between the resurrected Jesus and Peter prior to the ascension of Jesus. I think in order to understand that conversation and the dynamics of it better, it is useful to provide a quick recap of Peter's journey of discipleship that led us to this conversation that he has with the risen Lord today. To begin with, Peter starts his journey very strongly. He's called by Jesus as a fisherman to come and follow him. And Peter reveals himself to be a very humble man. He follows Jesus unreservedly, and he acknowledges even his unworthiness, saying, "Lord, why are you calling me a sinful man to follow you?" As his journey continues, we of course then have Peter's glorious profession of faith, where he announces Jesus to be the Christ, the Messiah, the Son of the living God. And Jesus, in turn, at that point, reveals Peter to be the rock on which the church is going to be built. And to that end, that corresponds in today's gospel with Jesus telling Peter three times to feed his lambs and to tend his sheep. It is the role that Peter has as the first pope of the church, as the vicar of Christ on earth following the ascension of Jesus. But immediately following Peter's great and glorious profession of faith, Jesus reveals the scandal of the cross, that the Son of Man must be handed over to men, suffer, and be crucified. And Peter, as you may recall in the Gospel of Matthew, immediately rebukes the Lord for even daring to suggest such a thing as the scandal of the cross. And in return, Jesus tells Peter, "Satan, get behind me. You are thinking not as God does, but as men do." At that point of his journey of discipleship, Peter had not yet fully understood the demands of discipleship and the meaning and nature of the cross as the instrument of salvation. Of course, from there, as Peter's journey goes on with Jesus, we know that he's present along with James and John at some of the most intimate moments of Jesus's life and ministry, including his intimate moments with the Father, including in the Garden of Gethsemane. Then on the eve of Jesus' passion, when he is arrested, as Jesus himself had foretold, we have Peter's threefold denial of Jesus. Peter had promised at the Last Supper that he would be willing to die for Jesus, to lay down his life for him. But then the next evening, when push comes to shove and Peter has his chance, he denies the Lord three times, revealing that he wasn't yet ready to give his life completely to Jesus. And so that leads us really to today, Peter's journey of discipleship, of being filled with great intentions, of having some glorious moments, but not yet being ready to totally give his life for the sake of Jesus Christ. So with that in mind, we can enter into today's conversation, which three times Jesus asks Peter, "Do you love me?" Now, interestingly enough, in the original Greek text, two different words for love are used. The first word that Jesus uses is he asks Peter, "Do you love me?" And he uses the word agape. And agape in Greek is a sacrificing, self-giving love, where one is ready to truly lay down their life for the beloved. Peter's reply to that first question of Jesus, "Do you love me?" agape, Peter replies by using the Greek word philios, which is a personal, fraternal, brotherly love that he offers back to the Lord. It's a beautiful love, it is strong, but it's not yet one which is ready to completely give one's life for the other necessarily. It doesn't have that element of sacrifice inherent within it. So the second time, Jesus asks Peter again, and he again uses the word agape. Are you willing to love me with this sacrificing, lay down your life love? And Peter replies again with philios. Yes, Lord, I love you in a personal, friendly way. Interestingly enough, the third time that Jesus asked the question, it's as if Jesus kind of lowers the bar and says, "Okay, Peter, I can see where you stand still in your discipleship and where you are." And so Jesus, the third time, instead of using agape, now he asks Peter using philios, "Do you love me with this personal friendship love?" And Peter replies again using philios, "Yes, Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you." It really is a sign that Jesus meets us in our journey of discipleship where we're at. And we're all really in a journey of being perfected, of moving more and more to being able to give our lives completely to God. And this is seen very clearly in the life of Peter. Today's gospel, toward the end, we also see the foreshadowing of the end of Peter's life, that indeed he will reach a point where he does love the Lord so much that he's going to be willing to die for him. And in fact, we know that he did die for Jesus, being crucified upside down in the spot where St. Peter's Basilica is built today in Rome. There is a fascinating bit of apocryphal literature referring to Peter's final days in Rome prior to his crucifixion. And the legend goes that Peter is fleeing the persecution of Nero in Rome, walking out the old Via Appia Antica, out of the city, fleeing the persecution. And there in his vision, coming the other way, he encounters Jesus bearing his cross, heading back into Rome. And Peter asks Jesus, Domine, quo vadis? Lord, where are you going? And Jesus tells him, I'm going back into Rome to be crucified for you. Peter then, after hearing the vision or seeing the vision, returns to Rome and undergoes his final sacrifice of giving his life completely to Jesus, dying on the cross upside down. My brothers and sisters, when we look at the life of St. Peter, it really is an amazing journey of discipleship. It's rooted in the call that Jesus gave him and the vocation that Jesus gave him, but then also in the Lord's patience and perseverance with Peter through the various highs and lows of his life, but all of it a kind of journey toward perfection, where Peter more and more is giving his life to the Lord until finally he is able to lay down his life completely, and even declaring himself to be unfit to be crucified in the same manner of Jesus, and therefore asking that he would be crucified upside down. For us in our own journey of discipleship, Peter and his relationship with the Lord should offer us great hope and consolation, because we too have our ups and downs in discipleship. We have our strong and glorious moments. We also have our weaknesses and failures. And it's important to know that the Lord is always ready to meet us where we're at, to lead us down this path toward agape, where we are able to give our lives completely for him, and to help us in this journey of becoming perfected in the love of Christ, which is manifested on the cross. And so today, as we go forward, let us ask God for the grace that we would always cooperate with the love and grace that the Lord offers to us, and that we would strive in our journey of discipleship to conform ourselves more and more to the love that Jesus manifests and shares with us. Amen.